y'all, and welcome to Aisha Speaks Real Podcast. Got my man Lee motherfucking Stacking Cash, aka Lee SC, in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, the biggest. Yeah. This is the Freestyle King. We in the building, baby. Lee SC is really going down.
You heard what he said. You heard what he said.
Yeah, that way. You know what I'm saying?
How you feeling today, Lee?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to be real. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's really what I can say. You know what I'm saying? Positive vibe all through. You know what I'm saying? And, man, walking right.
Yeah, I love it. Me too. I'm walking on the right journey, you know what I'm saying? Peaceful.
You know, shout out to everybody tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Real shit going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because Aisha speaks real.
Baby, I don't know what's going on, because my friend, he was just over here turning up too, so I was like, nigga, come on, Dad.
Real life shit,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be the wine. He got the breath of Moscato. You know what I'm saying? Earlier I had some mimosas, took them back, feeling good. You know, the wine do something different for you. The liquor don't do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But we finna go and get into this podcast. We finna go and get into this thing, man. So, Lee, talk to me, don't lie to me.
Okay.
I know when I was talking to PD, you know, about getting on this interview, I actually been knowing him for a little while, you know, we've been following each other, you know, a little bit, and,
good dude.
Yeah, he's a great dude, man. But I ended up meeting him at a birthday event that I got booked for.
We gonna pause.
What are we gonna talk about?
Because I saw that event, and y'all was clean. You know what I did? I told him, you sat up here and done got jump sharp, man. You don't tell me about
this. Don't tell me.
You trying to hate on me on the slab. Yeah. What you think, your boy can't jump sharp?
Man, you know, I think it was a birthday party. It was a birthday party.
So it was just kind of, you know.
Yeah, it was a birthday party.
It was a type of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Man, hell no, man. It was a damn birthday party, man. And I got invited, you know what I'm saying, because of my poetry, so I did a little poem or whatever.
Right.
But after we did it, I was telling everybody about my podcast and stuff, because they was asking me about my poetry, and I was like, shit, I got a podcast. And he, you know, told me about you and the other guy, you know, it's like, man, I want to get them on. I was like, bet, you know what I'm saying? So, definitely shout out to him, you know what I'm saying, for
shout
just seeing
PDK.
That vision.
Shout out
PDK. Definitely shout out to PDK Promotion.
My dad. Polo. Shout out Polo. And shout out to the other guy, Mr. MI, Big Bank.
For sure.
Shout out to the whole crew and whole team,
yeah,
man.
Most definitely.
I really could shout out y'all. Hey, DDET. GHR, Greenhouse Records, CCMT, Kitchen Money Team, Champagne Gang, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, Gorilla Gang, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking UGK affiliate, a Tree of Life Family affiliate, a Cloverland affiliate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and, hey,
damn.
This shit really be going down, and you can check my motherfucking track record, nigga, because this shit all over YouTube, documented, all over Facebook, documented, nigga, and we not playing no motherfucking game. Nigga, stop playing, acting like y'all don't really know.
I'm going to turn into a beast of my own, goddamn, nigga.
Stop playing.
With everybody,
stop playing like for real. Dude.
Oh my god,
been out here, gonna be out here. We out here, we stay out here, homeboy. Better know that shit.
Talk
for real. No play, nigga. 100.
Yeah,
my nigga, shit. You know, hey, this is good right here, but I'll fuck with you though. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Lee Stacking motherfucking game, so
in a bit, it going down.
Yeah, what about this name though? That was really
so. Yeah,
it's applauding to me, this name, Lee Stacking Cash. What gave you the idea to create that?
I represented. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so my real name, Leviticus. You feel me?
Yeah.
So the strength of the name. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I checked 3 days ago. In this whole motherfucking United States, those United States only 764 Leviticus in the world, Jay. Out of how many people?
Yeah.
Got me fucked up. Something real about that. So,
boom.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm about is stacking cash, getting to the money, and
for sure.
Giving it. You feel me? See, a lot of niggas don't want to give it.
They just want to hold on to it.
I give it. You know what I'm saying? Because my whole thing is this. what good is if I got 100,000?
Yeah.
Right? And I got 10 niggas. And 10 niggas with me got $1,000. Feel me? As opposed to 10 niggas having $10,000.
Exactly.
And pulling up together.
You feel me? So we all about it. You feel me? Who don't know about it? Exactly. Everybody motherfucking about it. Oh God, I love that. That made me think about a post I just seen. Uh, that was talking about, uh, wipe me down. That nigga said, pull up to the club VIP. I ain't gas tank on me. Wipe me the fuck down. Yeah, goddamn, that mean I got, I might not got shit, but I'll make sure everybody got y'all.
No,
shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's the real shit. Most definitely, that's real. This motherfucking cash, man. You know, all I'm about is getting paper and growing development, man, for my community, man, and making sure that, you know, we really walking like we talking.
Yeah, so where you from, man? Tell the people where you from.
Hey, I'm from a town called Morton, a city called Morton. You know what I'm saying? And then I spent half my life over here in Jackson too, so I kind of got the half and half. I'm a country, I'm a city country boy.
City country, yeah.
That's
okay,
both world, baby.
Yeah, I'm from the country too. My mama, well, really both my side, my dad and my mama, they both kind of from the country part, and they moved up to the city. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, see, you the best.
Got a little,
world.
You know, a little city, little country girl. Yeah, you know, most definitely.
You can handle the hood, then you
you go out there, goddamn, get on that motherfucking forward,
All this shit.
So how long you been rocking with Lee Stack and Cash though, man? Like, how old were you when that name got developed? Was this something that you been rocking since you was young, or like?
So,
I'm trying to check my date. I ain't gonna let you check the track record. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 2003, 2003. Okay, so I ain't even checking no date. I ain't, okay, ain't gonna let you check the track record. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 2000, about 2003, 2003. Okay, I was rapping on another alias, you know what I'm saying. But I killed him for the rebirth of DSC. Yeah, real shit, you know what I'm saying, cause you know that other alias, the other alias came from a lot of trauma. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you really trying to, you know, birth something new. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if you ain't trying to elevate, you know what I'm saying, you ain't trying to do shit.
Facts. Yeah, I feel that even sometimes holding on to a name, like a lot of people don't understand how they can be an attachment. You see what I'm saying? Because you still holding on to some shit that hurt you, goddamn, had you out here broke, nigga, out here lonely, fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like when you revise yourself, you gotta come in way harder, way stronger. That's even having a new name.
Way better.
So when a nigga hear you and see you, they like, oh, this nigga leaves that cat. He ain't bullshit.
Now, I'm gonna say this too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't change the person per se. You know what I'm saying? But with elevation comes maturity. With maturity comes growth. And with growth comes power and respect and shit like that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So when you really get down to it, it was a change for the better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
You know, but shout out to that nigga I killed too, Dirty aka Jesse James, nigga. That nigga was a wild nigga. Real shit. Check the track.
You said Jesse James.
Yeah, Dirty aka Jesse James. Cause Jesse Dirty James aka pull that motherfucker Jesse out of James. Bang, you feel me? We don't play about none of that shit. We'll throw these hands further though. I love the comeback. I would rather, listen, hold on. Let me be real.
Yeah.
Real shit. This is the realest shit I can tell you right now, right at this point.
At the moment.
I would rather you come to me and get blessed by these anointed hands from the book of Leviticus.
Yeah, from the book. Duh, what about the scripture? Come get blessed
with these anointed hands by the book of Leviticus.
Talk to me.
Other than let me use this street and military knowledge to blow your motherfucking ass off.
And we don't need
you
that.
I ain't trying to do you bad, brother. And I love all you. Feel me? So at the end of the day, I see a king when I look at you. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I'm gonna try to talk you out of any bad shit that you got popping off, because as my daddy told me, rest his soul, nigga, I love you. Hey, you don't never know when you fucking with death.
For sure.
Okay.
So that's real.
You better be wise out here.
Man, that's real. For real.
That way. You know what I'm
saying? I was watching the interview, I think that was what, 2 days ago. A guy was just talking about how he was in the streets bad. You know what I'm saying? He grew up in the hood, like he grew up with nothing. You know what I'm saying? And like, he had moved with his friends and shit because, you know, his mama was going through shit. She ain't had nowhere to stay. Mm. That house got fucked up. Mm. But you know, he got in the streets and shit. And he ended up getting robbed. Mm. So his homeboy, they stayed, you know what I'm saying? They all had a strap and shit. I think he even had a strap, but I think they stole his. So he had to use his homeboy. So every time he got ready to, you know, do this nigga bad, you know, get ready to pull up on him. And he was like, he can't hear the voice saying, don't do it, you gonna die. End up in jail. And he was like, I don't know. Like, he was like, I don't know where this shit would come from. He said, but I always let the opportunity go. And he was like, it was like the third time he seen both of the niggas at the store. And he was in his partner brother car. They all about damn near grown. This nigga went to the military, so he got a gun under every seat. And they, you know what I'm saying, they legal. So he was like, shit, I had chance and opportunity. He was like, the minute he was finna pull the trigger, he was like, the voice had just got louder.
Listen, that shit.
Oh, God. Like, I was like, damn.
I'm keeping the book, like, if you hear a voice like that, you need to listen to it.
Oh, God. And then what he said.
Real shit. You need to listen to it, God. I'm telling you, that be the man talking directly to you. That be the creator talking direct. Motherfucker, straight on your line.
Yeah.
Ain't no guessing, no none of that shit like that. That's a straight, direct reflection of the creator talking to you, telling you, boy, you about to fuck up, boy.
Yep.
You about to fuck up. Hey, I had a minute time that happened.
And it's and I was just talking to my homeboy about that. I was like, it's crazy when you hear people saying something like that. And you know, for a person who ain't never been through that life or went through that experience, they like, man, ain't no way. They like, man, ain't no way you a feel. And you like, bro. I'm like, I can't even make this up. Like,
wait.
Nigga, I was almost dick close.
You see ain't what got saying? All the answers, Sway.
You feel me? You feel me? For real. Yeah,
you know, I'm like, so my upbringing, I'm going to keep it 100. Like, I was really book smart and street smart. I was a nigga that made sure I was in class to learn and shit, mm-hmm. and trapped it out with the best of them. The whole thing about it was, I ain't want nobody to know what the fuck I had going on. Yeah. If you thought I was a square ball lame ass nigga, appreciate you.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about it because I know the fuck going on. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what you really
and
got
And real going on. Know what the fuck going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, he really trying to prove shit to nobody.
Man, ain't got a motherfucking thing proving none of these niggas. Period. Okay. Nobody. Hey, I prove shit to myself every day. As long as my motherfucking kids say I'm straight, man, we good. Fuck everybody else. If you got a problem with this, straight like that.
For real.
Straight like that. No, and you know just well as I know, I ain't sugarcoating this shit. It ain't watered down. I give it to you straight, no motherfucking chase. Period. In your motherfucking face.
So when the hell did you start rapping, man?
So shit. You know, listen.
Because you already spent the bars already. Like,
so,
you know.
If nigga know real rap, real hip hop and shit like that, you know. I motherfucker understood what J. Cole was really saying when he said middle child, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the era, you know what I'm saying? I'm a golden era nigga plus a young era nigga. I'm right in the middle. You feel me? So for me, rapping started when I was like 9.
For real?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. I keep telling people that 9 is a lucky number.
It's a motherfucker. It's
listen, that's when I started writing
that. I seen some folks on TV and that shit changed my life. It made me but I'm gonna keep it up. Watch this though. This the fucked up shit. Though.
Yeah.
This fucked up right here, right?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, whenever I see Usher, we got a box. I feel like you stole my life.
The fuck is everybody on Usher ass for?
Listen, hey.
This nigga done made everybody mad.
Hey, listen. So that nigga was on that Can You Get With It ass shit. Hey,
yeah.
That was me. I wanted to sing back in the day. I ain't this, you know, the streets. Mm. And not even the streets, but So, rest her soul too. My mama, I love you, but you know, I'm gonna keep it a motherfucking 100. We don't play no game. You know, my mama, you know, I ain't no love from my mama.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
I need love from my father. I got a real father.
Yeah.
Rest his soul too.
Yeah, it's deep.
You know what I mean? My mama, child abuse. That's mm-hmm. the shit, real bad shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shit was different. Like, on the inside of four walls, some shit be popping out. That's why I respect every motherfucker living. You
right,
feel me?
Right.
Because you don't never know what the fuck really be going on in the house.
In the house.
You don't know what be. Motherfucker come out and be smiling and happy with you and shit.
The whole time they got fucked up. A whole bunch of shit going
be
on.
Be fucked
up.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
But so be humble as fuck though.
Yeah, it don't make them fake. It's just
they
the
hide it
cope.
Well.
Yeah,
yeah, they hide
the
it.
That's a defense mechanism and shit. Yeah. You feel me? So I had to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I grew up. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with that type of shit going on. You feel me? And so then when my mom and dad's parted ways, I fully engulfed myself in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because my dad was heartbroken. He loved her.
Yeah.
He was real.
They fucked them up.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So, you know, I got in the streets. Mm-hmm. I got in the streets. I'm motherfucking, I'm 14, 13 years old with a live-in girlfriend. I'm living with my girlfriend.
Damn, so you was out here young.
Yeah.
Literally.
And listen.
Living fucking life.
I don't even brag on this shit. This ain't no shit that you know, this ain't no shit that I feel like
you happy about.
Yeah,
you
like a motherfucker had to grow up fast because a motherfucker had to grow up fast.
Yeah,
out in the country, you got this. You either gonna be a motherfucker. You either gonna fucking work at the chicken plant. You either gonna say a motherfucker no, or you either gonna be a sports athlete star. That's it. Cause after that, you ain't doing nothing being somebody's baby fucking dad. That's it.
That's
after
crazy.
That, cause you do a lot of fucking small city, small town, small whatever. You do a lot of fucking fuck. Everybody fuck the same motherfucker. Everybody know the same motherfucker.
Yeah.
All that bullshit going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to set myself apart from that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? And the only way I knew to do that shit was okay. At 7 o'clock, class 7:10, I'm gonna be in class. I'm gonna make the motherfucker teach me. The teacher gonna teach this whole motherfucking class, or I'm gonna disrupt this class in a way that won't get me sent to the office or no shit like
that.
It'll just have everybody engaged in conversation. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was that motherfucker. You ain't gonna sit up here and make us read out no book. That ain't what you get paid for. You paid to teach.
Exactly.
Teachers, motherfucker.
Exactly.
So that.
You really challenge motherfuckers all
your
life. Yeah. You was like, look, y'all ain't gonna make my fucking life hard.
Yeah, it ain't gonna
y'all
down.
Gonna goddamn do what the fuck y'all supposed to do.
Man,
shit,
straight to the face. But you know what that did for me?
Real.
It gave me a lot of respect, and it also showed me how to handle power. Because
mm-hmm.
some of this shit, like, I could flex on a lot of niggas around here and shit like that.
Yeah.
I could flex hard about some shit. Hey, I could flex hard, though. Real shit I could. But that ain't
but
me that.
Gotta do
for
it,
what?
Though.
For what is it gonna do? If my flex can't help my nigga flex, I don't want to flex.
Yeah. It's like, I'm out here like this, but my nigga shit.
He fucked
and
up.
And this is who I'm around.
So why the fuck,
they gonna make me look.
Nah,
exactly.
I can't rock like that.
Exactly.
So, you know, I was like the Black Zach Morris of my school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if you watch Saved by the Bell and shit, you know who the fuck Zach Morris is. I was him. Except for the only thing I ain't do all that prank shit. Like, shit like that. But I fucked with the nerds. I fucked with the special ed kids. And I fuck with the jock, because I'm a jock myself, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I in school, I bullied the bully.
Yeah, you was that nigga.
I bullied the bully. If you was big, you was bad, and all that bullshit, you did not try it with me. Now, check the track record. You can go back to the block and ask any motherfucker and say whatever the fuck they want to say, but they won't say it to my motherfucking face. They'll probably tell it to you. But they won't say it to my motherfucking face in the same way they told to you. You know why? Because they know that motherfucking lie if they ever motherfucking tell you this. I got my ass beat. I got my ass whooped on the block from a child to 1993. Okay, I can tell this shit. This is real talk.
Who beat you, your mama?
Not my mama, my brother, block. Yeah, the block. My nigga Paul Robinson. What up, my nigga? That's my nigga this day. But yeah, like. Real shit. Everybody older than me. Yeah. To 93, right?
You know what little as hell.
Right. Now watch this. I've been something and old. You hear this? I've been something and old since 1994. Mm. Something and old since 1994. And get what? Here go another motherfucking thing. Any motherfucker that want a shot at the crown, you can get.
What they gonna get?
A lifetime supply of blessing from the book of Leviticus with these motherfucking anointed hands.
Boy, you should have been a preacher.
You know what I'm saying?
You should have been a motherfucking preacher.
A lifetime supply.
Boy, you have communion, boy.
I swear
to God, boy. A whole.
A lifetime supply.
What they can say? A whole flare, goddamn.
A lifetime
supply. What
I fucking say? All my life, right now.
Man.
Okay. So, yeah. That's if you want a shot at the title, I'm something and old since 94. I ain't saying a nigga can't beat me. I just ain't seen that nigga yet. I ain't met him yet. And we can do however you want to fuck. You can do however you want to do it too. We can go gloves, headgear, mouthpiece, nut guard. We can go.
Y'all motherfuckers trying to tap a man.
Bird knuckle. Nigga, we can go Kumite, nigga. You want an ice
cream?
You
want to
put glass on it? We can do all that type of shit. I'm with all that shit, dog.
You done take this shit to all that shit.
But I tell you what, at the end of the motherfucking day, I'm going to do it all with love.
Yeah, as long as it's all with love.
Yeah,
it's going to be all with love.
Because
that's a whole lot of goddamn aggressive shit going on.
I'm
going
to bless you.
God damn. I hate to be in there. Boy, that's not like a damn war. Y'all niggas got damn. Shit.
War ready. Listen, you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
Feel me? Amen.
You feel what I'm saying? And a lot, I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of motherfuckers out here be pump faking and flicks like they can really fight and shit and do all this and really get their ass beat and go and motherfucker go get a gun like a bitch and go shoot.
I mean, but that, you know, these young folks, you know what they're doing.
Listen, young, and this ain't even the young niggas.
I was going to say all
the young
niggas
just shooting straight out the rip. They already tell, oh, I ain't fighting no G.
Oh, God,
yeah. Huh?
Sure.
Well, I don't even understand that language. I ain't fighting no G. What you mean? Oh, I got this stick on me. I got this thud on me. What the fuck you mean? So, you telling me this is the craziest shit in the world.
I don't get it. I
you telling me?
I was here.
You telling me? A nigga say, nigga, run me my face. Run me my 6 minutes, nigga. Hey, you would rather shoot this motherfucker and go to jail for the rest of your motherfucking life and be in here with a bunch of hard legs. All day, all night. It don't stop. New hard legs coming in, some hard legs going out. Instead of being out here in the free world.
Oh, God.
With something like this out here. In the free world. All this clean ass air. I can sit on these cats and flies a motherfucking bird.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm like, ooh, we. You know what I'm saying? You can't drink this in the pen.
Oh, God. Unless you got me sneaking that shit in there.
You got hooch. You got hooch in the pen. Yeah. You can't drink this. You telling me, instead of throw your motherfucking hands with a nigga and possibly whoop a nigga ass or get your ass beat. And guess what? Watch how you win. Watch this. I'm going to show you how to win both ways. I'm a winner. I'm a proven winner. Watch this shit. Listen, this is how you win both ways. If you beat the nigga ass, right?
Yeah.
Everybody gonna think you won. You beat the nigga ass, right? But watch this.
if you fight and you lose, okay, and you lose, right? Let me show you how you won. You steal my hair, this right here. Just say, that's all right, baby. Come here, lay down.
It's lay okay. Down.
She gonna doctor on you and shit. Shit.
Then 30 minutes
after the fight, you don't give a fuck about you lost. You in draws. Your woman doing everything she want to do to you, and you letting it happen, nigga. But you want to go to the pen. I think you niggas gay.
I ain't gonna lie though, we ain't gonna talk about it, but
I think you niggas gay. Listen, if you gay, you gay. If that what you do, that what you do. Don't
but you know niggas be so saying, hard about it. You know what I'm saying? They be trying to fake you, bro. Like, they be so hard about it. A nigga be trying to have this gangsterhood image. Like, he a real nigga, but the whole time he a faggot.
Listen, I'm going to tell
you. I mean, you gay, but it's the same. You know what I'm saying?
They
just be real with yourself. 2023. Like.
Okay, so. Niggas that's real niggas, real men, right? We just not learning how to convey our emotions. We just not learning how to communicate because exactly. We've been so stiff.
But I ain't gonna lie.
A real nigga. But watch this. Let me spin it for you. Watch this. Watch how I spin this shit for you.
Go ahead, speak.
These new niggas.
Yeah.
Already emotional.
Yeah, it's here.
That's what I'm saying. Because they ain't never been around nobody stiff.
Yeah.
They ain't never been around no real men. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Great granddaddy. Mm-hmm. Granddaddy. Real men who went through some real shit to make a motherfucking way for their family. Yeah. Now, these niggas coming after pussy.
Yeah.
Hear what I just said. They coming after pussy. Yeah. Already.
Yeah.
You understand? Because guess what? You know why? Mama mad. Mama mad at daddy because daddy ain't shit. Because daddy done left mama pregnant. Mama got all these motherfucking hormones going in her, ain't sending nothing but hate to the baby. Ain't making the baby feel nothing but rage and emotion. Now, she love her baby, though. Don't get it twisted. She love her baby, but she don't even understand the psychological effects that she doing to the baby as the baby's in the womb. Yeah. You know why she don't understand that? Because her mama didn't teach her that. Her motherfucking daddy wasn't around either.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So this shit a repeating cycle. Niggas, stop being pussy. Period. You niggas is more pussy than periods. Do you understand?
Well, damn.
Stop the shit. Cut the bullshit. I get emotional. Let me show you. I'm a stiff nigga. I get emotional because I'm just not learning how to communicate. You know what I'm saying? I lost a many relationship because I didn't know how to communicate. Mm-hmm. And all you lovely ladies, I'm sorry. I apologize. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I apologize. I was young, immature. I ain't handling this shit like I thought we handling this shit, you hear me? And so I spoke to you how to turn out of line, out of pocket, however you want to call it, I apologize. Feel me? Come for me now. Feel me?
He's a new man.
For me now.
Hallelujah.
Come for me now. Let me put some fat on your head. Let me show you what I've learned. Feel me?
Yeah.
From experience.
From
experience. Anyway, you feel me? The experience of losing y'all.
He will fix them.
You feel me? The experience of losing y'all made me graduate. And elevate, meditate, appreciate, celebrate. You know what I'm saying? Congratulate myself for the success of life that I've been going on right now. This motherfucking journey I'm on right now is immaculate. You feel me?
Yeah.
And this shit, a whole different type of class. I breathe a whole nother type of air, baby. This shit is rad. You feel me?
You talking to your people.
And that's all I can give, baby. No thrill, no chill.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, you know, I apologize, but being stiff, when you stiff and you've been raised by niggas who stiff, you stiff. These niggas ain't got no
but
niggas
that's
stiff
what I wanted to
all
say
niggas is gone.
But see, I ain't gonna lie, like, I feel like too, and one thing I feel like that I learned as a young adult, like, even with that, you get to a certain age, bro, you gotta stop making excuses.
Period.
So you see what I'm saying? So it's like, now it's like, okay, Eric, you ain't done. You know your family were doing fuck shit, your dad, you know what I'm saying? You got the choice to change your life and do the right thing. Or you got the choice to just sit in that goddamn fucked up ass mood, badass energy, and just won't let the fail suit. And wants to just be a fuck nigga.
The difference between the leader and the father.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And like I said, when you get to relationship, I blame a lot on women. Like, when you with somebody as a woman, I ain't gonna lie, that's why they say a woman is literally your backbone. Like, she supposed to help you communicate. You see what I'm saying? When you with a person, they're just like, when they say 50-50. If I'm 50% of you and you 50% of me, that means we need each other to make 100, right? To be fully charged. So if you not giving me some, how the fuck I'm gonna charge up? I'm gonna stay 50. I'm not gonna grow. But if we giving each other some, get what? I'm going in, you growing. One person just can't be growing in a relationship.
It's a fact.
So as a woman, like, that's why I say, like, you women have to take that accountability. You gotta know how to talk. You gotta know how to sometimes bring it out of your spouse. Okay, this is what I need from you. This just like, if he needs something for you, now you showing him.
You gotta know how to talk.
Yeah, you gotta know how to talk to a man. You see what I'm saying? And it ain't gotta just be you dating a man, just period.
Story of my life.
Literally, you just gotta know how to talk to somebody. I think that's really, in my opinion, the biggest.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
I know.
Because the key to this shit is communication.
Yeah, most
definitely. The second key to this shit is understanding and comprehension.
Yeah. Yeah, people give up so fast on trying to aid to somebody. And they just be like, man, this motherfucker not doing right. Or they impatient. Or they ain't on the level I want them to be on you.
I gotta ask you something right now.
So, get what they do. They go move on and go through the same shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, check this out.
What?
Oh, shit. I got it.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. What's up? What's up?
All right, you check this out. So, I was dating this female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got a lot of love for this female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I kept asking this female to respect me. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me in certain kind of ways, right?
Yeah.
Female kept doing. Right? Now, we a month in.
Mm-hmm.
Dating, baby. Right?
Yeah.
So, after saying this shit a bunch of times, I feel like you just really don't give a fuck about what the fuck I'm saying.
Exactly.
So, I skate. You know what I'm saying? I call the shit out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I call the shit out. Right?
Yeah.
And after calling the shit out, I double back. Right? I'm going to keep it a buck.
We're going to tell the truth. We're going to keep it real right now.
And then I double back. I seen her, right?
Yeah.
I seen her.
It was like, God damn.
And like, you know what I'm saying? I seen her, talk with her. You know what I'm saying? Seen her, talk with her. We made love. So in her mind, we were straight. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
But in my mind, we went straight still. You know what I'm saying? Because now, motherfucker, we broke up, but what we did, what the fuck we did. You feel me? Right.
But, yeah.
And listen.
That's not like an entanglement.
Hold on. Let me tell you.
Y'all, it was entangling things.
What is it?
And shit. Hell. That's why I was confused.
That's wrong on my
that's
part.
That was confusing. It's wrong on both of y'all damn parts.
What is it? This is the thing. It's wrong on my part because
shit,
I made it seem like everything okay if I'm allowing you to come back into my space like that, right? But everything went okay. I should have said that.
You should have said that.
I didn't say that. Right. So, probably like the next night or two, I fuck around with something from way, way go past. Mm. Right?
Wow, daddy, wrong.
Real fucking mistake, but I did. Yeah. I did. I ain't go trip. I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I got caught. I got caught by the lady that.
That you had already
yeah,
had entanglement.
Yeah, I wasn't entangled. We was
baby,
together.
Baby, I was tangled up.
We was
then
together.
Then you just say I was together.
This is what I'm saying. I don't want to call it entanglement because we was together, but I broke up with her for disrespecting me.
Yeah.
Right? I broke up for the disrespect.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And I made the shit super fucking clear.
Yeah.
But then when I seen her again, it was like,
yeah.
Okay, let me talk to you.
okay, we talking led to, okay, this right here, because we so familiar with what we've been doing.
Yeah, then and you so talk to a lady.
It made her seem like that, right?
Yeah.
And so, the shit with the other lady, it really happened on just her. Listen.
Just,
no,
she, they just,
on a whim, real, but no type of.
Like, y'all was in the moment type shit.
Yeah, it wasn't none of that type
it
of shit.
It was like, damn, did she just happen?
I don't want to say that shit, because that's just, I don't like that.
You don't like saying just like, happened?
Hell no. You know what the fuck you doing.
Damn, I feel bad.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
What the fuck you doing? That just having bullshit. That's some sucker shit. No, I knew the fuck I was doing.
Man, okay, you know what? No. Tell your story. Cause they just really just. That's sucker shit. Like I don't like
that. Yeah, that shit just happened. Man, you'll never get that shit over on me. No, nothing just happened.
Agree with that. You either allow it or you don't.
Yeah, you either allow it or you don't. You gonna do it or you won't. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I knew what I was doing. I did that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I did that shit thinking, guess what? I ain't with her no more. This a old motherfucking flame. I might motherfucking be able to do this right here. And bam, boom, pow. Guess what? Old flame meet new flame meet nigga in a dangling. You know what I'm saying?
Bye. Get the fuck
out. Butt naked, no G-string.
Man, get the fuck out.
You know what I'm saying? Everything hanging and swing. Okay. And now what the fuck? Yeah, I'm looking stupid. Egg on my face, right? Like a motherfucker. Get what a real nigga do though. Tell the truth, because what the fuck you gonna lie about now? You cold. You butt naked.
Oh my fucking.
You butt fucking naked. You butt fucking naked. You cold. It's over with.
I don't see how you still laugh.
You know what? I thank the creator for his many graces. You feel me?
Some
because
like
everybody could have been fucked up in that situation.
Exactly. This is wild shit.
From the chick popping up in my house, from me being drunk. And having my fucking door unlocked by accident.
That just means you need to be more cautious.
No, that just means
you need to be more cautious.
You know what that
and
mean?
You need to slow your ass down.
And that means I need to do fucking right.
Exactly.
That's what the fuck that means.
You need to slow down.
You know what I'm saying?
Be fucking cautious.
Cause I fucked that up. And to you, little mama, listen. Again, I apologize 1,000 times. That shit. I with a million tongues, and shit. It'll never erase the memory. You feel me? It's real shit though.
Yeah,
it'll never erase the memory. The memories I created with her before she had that memory was spectacular. Immaculate.
As long as y'all enjoyed it.
But watch this though.
This
what she fucked me up in though. Watch this. I asked her straight out. I said, man. I did 1,000+ things all the way right. Showed you a whole nother side of life. Took you out the strife. All that bullshit.
Yeah.
You seeing yourself in a whole nother motherfucking light. You feel me? Because
mm-hmm.
This is what I do naturally.
Yeah.
I'm on. You get with me, baby. I'm going to up it.
Yeah.
Feel me? So, goddamn it, if you ever do decide to walk away, you're going to walk away a brand new motherfucking woman that know how to stand on nigga head 100 times over. You feel? But I done showed you all this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn it, out of showing you all this shit, I made one mistake. My true indeed is a fucking huge one. Because not only is it being done, but you saw it.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's a whole different type of
that's some goddamn
mistake.
Trauma type shit.
Yeah. You feel me?
Fuck.
But you know what this motherfucker told me? Fucker told me, a good great nigga like you don't get no second chances, cause we put so much faith in y'all, but a dog nigga get all them chances because, well, he's just a dog. We know he's a dog. And here, 9 times out of 10, when we get them chances again, all we do is dog them and cheat on them. And I don't want to do you like that.
We gonna leave her alone, cause we gonna have to see you to a therapist, cause that sound like a lot of goddamn consultations and goddamn cause goddamn you gonna need you a goddamn consultation.
What?
I'm gonna have to see somebody know.
Why in the fuck?
Cause that you need a goddamn consultation.
You feel what I'm saying?
You need a goddamn consultation.
Damn, the good nigga, the great nigga can't get one more chance, not
oh my
one.
God.
God damn, not one cuz. good, not one.
But I want to ask a question though. So would you go through all this? Man, you know, went through a lot of stuff with women.
Yeah.
Did you ever put like a lot of it in your music, or have you put it in stuff like that in your music?
Tons of it. Many albums, many songs. Hey, you can go get the Love Jones right now for YouTube right now. The Love Jones, DSC, the Love Jones. This whole album dedicated to women. Right now, go cop that.
Look, I wanted to ask you something. What is one of like your most played, like your most goddamn, you know, jumping albums or songs? You know what I'm saying, that you have put out.
Okay, so y'all might not know about the thatpiff.com era, MySpace and this shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when we go back to that era, I put out two mixtapes, one in 07, one in 08. 07 was called The New Era,
yeah,
and 08 was called Hustling Music.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah.
So them two gonna jump, them two gonna jump right there. And then fast forward to now, you got the Truth mixtape, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I dropped that joint, and that joint got my late great father on. He a reverend too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I knew you had a little church in you.
Oh, yeah. I love the Lord.
Yeah, okay.
He on now, and fast forward even now into the present day, you know what I'm saying? I got this dope-ass joint venture going on right now, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Called Stack and Bank.
Stack and Bank. What I'm saying?
Gonna be a least that can kill us.
Yeah,
and my guy,
yeah,
my bad. It's gonna be least that cash, and my guy, MI, you know what I'm saying? Big bank, you know what I'm saying? So that shit coming out.
So is that something y'all working on together?
Hell yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Fresh as fuck.
What led y'all to doing that? Like doing that song, and like, is it gonna be an album, or is it just gonna be a song?
It's gonna be an album. We already about 8 songs in.
For real?
Yeah, right now.
This is
it. Right now, we got Big OG. Go check that out on YouTube right now. We got Wave coming up, which we actually gonna do the Wave Part 2, Part 3 video shoot tomorrow in Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's gonna finish up that video. It's coming. We got Back and I'm Better.
Boy, y'all been some progression. Y'all
we have some shit coming.
Y'all got some stuff.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
Most definitely, y'all got some stuff coming.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? We got a show tonight, you know what I'm saying? In Union, Mississippi, at the spot. Talking about, you know what I'm saying? So shit going on, it's really popping.
Okay.
And let me say this. Mm-hmm. I wanna say salute to everybody on the motherfucking team, and everybody that sound my voice. I appreciate y'all. All praise due to Allah. You know what I'm talking about? Real shit going down. Freaking Tales is at 26,000 views and counting. Right now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna keep it a book. You feel me? I'm gonna keep it a book. This week, no ads, no ball views, it's just y'all, and I'm thankful, I'm grateful to y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Because this song brought out 2012. I just dropped a video in 2023.
Yeah.
In 3 motherfucking weeks that bitch got 26,000 views.
That's major.
You feel me?
That's major for real.
You
but you still be
just
getting
right
that.
Here.
Yeah, just right here. You know what I'm saying? Just you getting know. That kind of love and support
so,
from your
I
audience.
I appreciate y'all, man, so much, man. Thanks for every share, every view, every like, every subscribe, the whole nine. I'm just grateful eternally, you feel me? To be able to do this shit and really stand on it the way I stood on it.
And see the results.
That shit
really feel good.
Yeah.
When you see the results, like you be working so hard for shit, you be like,
man, I'm really
doing this shit. Yeah. And this shit happening, like, I'm getting something out of this shit. It ain't like you doing this shit, you ain't making no progress. It like you shouldn't even be doing this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
But
I just want to tell you, any emotion is progress, so keep it going. Any emotion is progress, motherfucker.
And if you're not in motion, you're not in progress.
Shit, you're not in progress.
Real.
Look, I didn't have a chance to live in Atlanta. I didn't have a chance to live in Florida. I didn't have a chance to live in Texas. I didn't have a chance to live in Alabama. I didn't have a chance to live in motherfucking Memphis. I didn't have a chance to motherfucking live in Cali.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't never leave because I wanted to do this shit from Niagara, Mississippi.
Yeah.
I didn't never leave because I didn't want to leave my motherfucking daughters. You know what I'm saying? And go out and miss all the shit of them coming up.
You sacrificed it, you understand? Yeah, you sacrificed. You motherfucking right, you know what I'm saying? Cause I got principles. Sacrifice is a hell of a motherfucker. Yeah, and a lot of people can't do that shit. That's why a lot of people can't be successful. Let me keep it a buck with you. That's, I feel in my heart of hearts, that's the real true reason
why the creator allowed me to make timeless music. Why the creator allowed me to still be able to fit in with the young crowd, even though I may be an OG type nigga.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's because I stood on something as a man. You feel me? For anything, I'm a man. You feel me?
Yeah.
And as a real man, you're going to take care of your motherfucking family first. Family come first.
Right. It's still
your kids and shit.
But this shit gonna come first. Oh, God, this shit gonna come. Everything else gonna come.
Come on, man. Shit, that was some real shit, man. Fuck all that pussy shit. All that extra shit y'all niggas are sissy niggas doing shit. You niggas ate niggas.
You is mad at these. These niggas done mad.
Yeah,
mad.
Pull your motherfucking pants up, ass nigga.
You know what's crazy? I wasn't gonna say
weak ass nigga.
But when you said that, it just, it's like the energy. I remember I was young. I used to study a whole bunch of shit. I was in like 8th grade. And so my teacher used to have us watching all kind of shit about our black history. So I used to study poetry. And I don't know if I was watching Kanye West. Or, I think I was watching Kanye West when he was on Dale Poetry Dream or something. But he was like saying that sagging is niggas spelled backwards. A lot of people really don't know that shit. Niggas sagging. And this that's been like, man, that shit. Like,
but
that shit be like, damn.
Let me ask you something. Is that shit attractive to you?
No, I don't know. That shit, like, my ex, I only dated one person like this younger than me, well, close to my age. And he used to say, but anytime we went out, I used to make him pull his pants. So, like,
listen to that.
And
listen
then his mama listen. Used to be like, she started
your girl like, yo, gotta make you pull your motherfucking exactly, pants. Exactly. That shit was just. You are a true definition.
I just couldn't do it.
Pussy. I said to your face, like, I'm a nigga. I said to your face, cause listen, the shit I'm standing on truth, my nigga. I'm got by righteous power. I guarantee you can't fuck with me. I say it again, period. And check the track record, nigga. This ain't no, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no facade. Like, this my real life. I live my real life in real life. Like, I live my shit in 3D HD, motherfucker. This shit in real time, past, present, future, motherfucker. Right now. Yeah, I'm that. I'm him. The fuck are you talking about? Y'all niggas is puss.
Oh my God.
Puss.
You know I ain't got no seat.
Period. Y'all niggas, man. And I swear to God, on me, on me, on me, on me. Cause I just want y'all to get together like on some more shit. Like,
they need to get together.
Cause like, cause how you want to spend more time with your nigga than you do with your woman? Something about that wrong.
It ain't putting in the food. It's the food.
Nigga, get you. You know what? You might be on something. I'm going to say this too, though.
Oh, God.
Even if it's in the food, just like you know that information, they know that information too.
Exactly.
So, therefore, motherfucker, you still making the choice to be a puss-ass nigga.
That's what I'm saying,
you still
though.
Making the choice but to you be got a fuck
that.
Nigga.
You right, but it's like they been brainwashed to do that shit, though.
How you... So... Then it go right back to leaders and followers. You a fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? You a puss. You can't stand. If you can't stand up, hey, I don't have no yes men around me.
Hell no. Boy, you mad.
I don't have no yes men around me.
They gonna get it together.
It's proper checks and balances in this shit, baby. You hear me?
Yeah.
I don't have no yes men around me. Because if you a yes man, you the nigga that give me killed.
You gotta have that type of mindset,
yo. Yeah, you the nigga that give me killed. Cause you ain't gonna stop shit that's wrong.
Yep.
You ain't gonna stop it. You ain't gonna say nothing about it. You'll let anything slide. No, get your yes, sis ass, sus ass, puss ass, fuck nigga ass over there amongst that crowd. Cause we don't stand like that over here. Over here, we don't stand that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Music is music. It's my life, but this is my lifeline, though. And I spent my lifeline through the music. You want to know where the music is? Hey, listen, check this out. I'm on all musical platforms.
What? What's all musical? Because they might
Spotify,
need a little more information.
iTunes, CD Baby,
YouTube,
Reverb Nation, SoundCloud.
And what that need to go?
Shit.
What that need to go look you up in, man?
Hey. Instagram at Lee Stacking Cash. That's Lee Stacking Cash. Spell it right. LEESTACKINGCASH. Okay. Stacking Cash. You know what I'm saying? You can YouTube at The Real Lee SC. The THE Real REAL Lee. LEESC. And please, let me tell y'all something. For the fucking record.
Cause it sound like a long ass name.
Put my motherfucking name in all cap.
In all motherfucking cap.
Cause we don't do shit smile over here. Everything.
Everything large.
Everything grande.
Shout out to my boy Evo.
Everything grande over here. We do not. No, don't put my fucking name in no lowercase. Everything is all cap over here. Lee all cap space SC. All cap.
Yeah.
Nigga, all cap with no cap, nigga. How you love that shit? The fuck out. Nigga, I'm gonna drink to me. Fuck
yeah, drink to you, bruh. Cause these niggas not fucking with you. At all.
Listen.
But before we get out, though, I wanna ask, like,
go, man.
You know, make sure y'all go definitely tune in to him. Who had inspired you to, like, you know, do the music? Like, oh, I heard you talk a lot about what you put into your music, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I was really sitting here thinking, like, maybe it was your mom. You feel me? Because you was already turning to a different life. Like, I just felt like there was importance to, you know, get off, like, what really pushed you to start even being a rapper.
Okay, so the first person that got me involved in music is my dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I wanted to sing. My dad is a singer. Like, he could really sing to
yeah.
But what got me rapping was the anger I had. I used to be a nigga with, like, y'all see in the more mature, refined version of me. And I used to be like a real temper nigga. Like, I had real bad anger, yeah. anger, real anger. You know, and that shit, back then, you couldn't put that in singing. It wasn't no way to, because yeah. niggas was yeah. actually singing from the heart and trying to make that shit sound good to the ladies as opposed to what it's done turned into now. Like, back in the day, it was, baby, let me smell your flower. Let me insert my power. Shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Now it's, I'm going to fuck you up against the wall. Make you holler, scream like a dog. Ooh. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
You couldn't, back then, you couldn't put anger in the singing yeah, like that. So, ooh. I had to go to rapping. Motherfucking, I used to be on the bus coming back from football games. Mm-hmm. Now, the high school boys want me to rap. That's how I was a little nigga.
Yeah.
I was a little manager and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, shit, I would rap. I would just fucking go off, just rap. And then it turned in from rapping other niggas songs to
you
were okay, little nigga hit a freestyle. And that shit right there, you know what I'm saying?
I love to hear that, man.
At 13, I would rap. Fuck you niggas. At 13, 14, 15, I would rap with niggas that were 29, 30, 31, nigga, in a group called The Prophets, nigga. Look that shit up too, bitch.
And before we tune out, tell the people what you working on. Talk to us about any new projects, what you got going.
Okay, so new project coming up, of course, is Stacking Bank. It's on the way. We ain't so deep. Shout out to my nigga, M.I. You know what I'm saying? It's really going down. Shout out to the whole family. Freaky Tales. 26K. 3 weeks. Appreciate y'all. Please keep it going. We're trying to reach 100,000. We're trying to reach 100,000 before the year's out. You know what I'm saying? That's the real goal. That's the goal that I got set in my head. And I thank the creator for allowing me to just see this part of from music that I put out so long ago. You know what I'm saying? The true
shout
mistake.
Out to the whole
team. Yeah, this true mistake.
They doing that big one.
You know what I'm saying? It's out. The Just Put It In campaign is out. Y'all know where to go get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Make sure y'all dip too.
Shout out to you, Aisha, man. Some dope
thank
ass
you,
shit.
Thank you. I love so the much, you know, so I love y'all just coming on the platform, man. Like it's dope. Just, you know, to inspire people. You definitely dropped a lot of gems today. I really do feel special for our young black men, and I tell a lot of people a lot of times, like, yeah, I have a lot of guys on here, but hell, our black men need to be saved. Like these guys, like, oh my god, it's just, hey, man, it's bad. So yeah,
before we really leave though, I really want to say this shit right here to my future kings and queens, man. Real shit. Hey, get you some God in your life. Go sure. Get you some creator in your life, man. Hear me? Cause when you get something there in your life, you know what I'm saying? It make you look at yourself different, and you won't do the dumb shit and look like the chick you put on. Like you won't be.
You
were
talking like
up.
Yeah, some shit, but then.
Nah, I'm just went, saying like also. I have to say it in the way they can relate to. You see what I'm saying? And that's fucked up. I gotta dumb myself down. For you to understand.
Yeah. I think they got
it. Watch this. I'm a straight A student. Mm-hmm. I ain't never been off on the road, never. Mm-hmm. My whole motherfucking life, even through college.
Yeah.
I graduated high school with 3.875. I graduated college with 3.785. Mm-hmm. Cum laude. Fuck these niggas. And can still say fuck these niggas like that. You feel me? And then I can also go into corporate America and say, well, your procedures and your proper etiquette is not correct. I need for you to be able to channel your anger in such a way that it causes you not to have an emotional outburst. Fuck these niggas.
Boy, you just now on the motherfucking podcast. Man, thank y'all for motherfucking tuning in, man. Deal. Shout out to Lee motherfucking, you know, Snake and Cash.
That way.
Y'all, thank y'all, or definitely. But thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. Make sure y'all go check out his music. Make sure y'all listen to the podcast on our audio podcast platforms. Most definitely make sure y'all subscribe to the channel.
I used to speak real.
We definitely gonna have Banks on the podcast soon. Shout out to Banks, you know what I'm saying? They are working on an album. Y'all stay tuned for more. We got this thing.
All right.